Daf, tonight's daf is Yud Aleph. We got to three lines down. The Gemara is still going through a number of different openings to the drasha, the shirim, on Maseches Megillah. They need a Purim. So up to now, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa pasach la pizcha la parshas miyacha. He would open up. He would introduce his drasha with the following pasach. It says here, Kafta enosh l'roshenu, that Akash Baruch Hu had mounted a person to be our head. Banu va'eshu v'mayim, and that leader had entered into fire, into water. Who does that refer to? Ba'esh refers to Bimei Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, reference to fire there. Uvamayim was a reference to Bimei Paro. And the Totenu Larvaya, Bimei Haman. That means a time of abundance. So each one, Esh, has to do with the Kifshan Shal Esh of Nebuchadnezzar. The Mayim is Kriyas Yamsuf, and Totenu Larvaya is referring to, again, the great abundance of Parnas and Mammon that occurred in the times of Haman. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan pasach la pischa la ha parshasa mihacha. He would open up with the following pasuk. It says, Zachar chasda v'emunaso. The Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered the chesed and the emuna that he had bestowed upon Leves Yisrael, to the house of Israel. Roh chalaf se'aretz, and they saw all the ends of the world. Eis Yeshua selkenu. All the ends of the world saw the Yeshua of Hashem. So asks the Gemara, asks Rabbi Yochanan, me'emasai roh chalaf se'aretz, as Yeshua Selokenu. When did they see? When did all the end of the earth see the Yeshua? Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. We know Achashverosh had ruled over the entire world, so they all saw the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during that time. Then Reish Lakish Pasach LaPitzcha LaHaParsha Semihacha. His introduction was from the Pasach Ari Nohem, and a lion would call out, V'dov Shokek, and a lion, and a bear rather, would growl, Moshel Rasha Al Am Dal, a evil ruler over a weak, a poor nation. So Ari Noheim, a lion that would roar out, would Zed Nebuchadnezzar Rashi, was compared to an Ari. Dichsiv Ba, it's written about him, Allah Aryeh Misubucho. And a lion came about from the thickets, so that's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Dov Shokek, a growling bear, Ze Achashverosh Dichsiv Ba, it's written about him, Va'aru Cheva Achari Sinyana. There was another animal, Cheva is a Chaya, in Aramaic Achari, another one, Sinyana is a number two, so there's a second animal, Dom Yeladov, that was compared to a bear. That's referring to Achashverosh. And then Tani Rav Yosef taught, Elu Parsiim Sheochen Veshosin Kedov. These refer to the Persians who would eat and drink like bears, Umr Subalim Basar Kedov, and they also covered the body with hair like a dove. Umegalin's hair with Kedov, they also let their hair grow long like a bear. Vein lam menucha kedov, nor do they have any rest like a bear either. And then Moshe Rasha, that's a reference to Ze Haman, and Al Amdale, poor nation, is a reference to Elul Yisrael, Shem Dalin Min HaMitzos. At that time, they're very weak in their performance of mitzvos. Then Rabbi Lazar Pasach La Pischa La HaParshas LaMehacha, he would open up with a pasuk Ba'atzaltayim Yimach HaMikare, that through the atzos, the laziness of the Yimach HaMikara, the falling down, Mach is to someone who's poor, is also the coming down of the Mikara, of the ceiling, Ubishiflas Yadayim, lowering your hand, Yidlof HaBayis, there would be a leak in the house. So what does this refer to? Bishvil Atzlus, Shehayu Lam Liso, because the laziness that Bnei Yisrael had, Shul Askeba Torah, that they were not learning Torah, Naaseh Sono Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mach, so the enemy of the Bnei, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely Bnei Yisrael, they became poor. Ve'ein Mach Ela Ani, it's a reference to a poor person, Shenamar, it says, Ve'ein Mach Hu Me'er Kecha, and Ve'ein Mekare Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ceiling is a reference to a Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenamar, HaMekare V'mayim Al Yosef. So this is a reference to Purim's story as well. Then Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak pasach la pischa la ha-parshas ha-mehachi, he would open up for the following, Shir ha-malos, Lu le-Hashem shaya lanu yomar na Yisrael. Had not Hashem been with us, then let Klal Yisrael declare it now. Lu le-Hashem shaya lanu b'kum aleinu adam. Had not Hashem been with us when a man rose up against us. So who does it refer to? Adam, v'lo melech. It wasn't that a king was going against us, it was a Adam, namely Haman, who was not of a royal family, he was the one coming up against us. Rava Pasach La Pizcha La HaParshas HaMehacha, he would open up with the following introduction. It says, Birvos Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am, when the Tzadikim would be exalted, so then the people would be happy. Uvim Shal Rasha Ye'anach Am, but when a Moshe Rasha, when there's an evil ruler, so then the nation would, Ye'anach, would let out a sigh. So Birvos Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am, that's a reference to Zeb Mordechai Ve'Esther. Those were the Tzadikim. Dechsev, it's written about them. Shushan V'Tala, it's all of a Samecha. That's the Yismach, the Simcha of Tzadikim. And then Vimshal Rasha Yanach Am. Zehaman Dechsev Vayir Shushan Navocha. So that idea of Navocha, which I guess is a idea of a sighing, Lashna Simmer word, I guess. It's slightly different letters though. Is a reference to Haman. Rav Masna Amar Mehacha, he opened up from the following pasuk: Kimi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elav. Who is a nation who is so great that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to them? Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha, O Hanisa Elokim Vegomer, or has Hashem done any miracles? The reference to the Nase of Purim. Okay, so these are all the introduction. That's the conclusion of the introductions to the Shirim on Megillah. So now the Gemara is darshaning, back to darshaning the psukim in Megillah's Esther. Vayi b'me'ach HaShverosh, Amar Rav, Vayi v'hi. It was a woe, he was upset, and he is a lashon of mourning. So Hada d'chsiv, that's what it says in the pasuk, v'smakartem sham loivecha, and you will sell yourselves, the makartem, you're going to sell yourselves to your enemies, la'avadim, to be slaves, u'lishvachos, to be slaves and maidservants. U'shmul Amar, he says, so back to now introducing again, lo me'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalosim. Lo me'astim means, I will not have been revolted by them. V'lo ga'altim l'chalosim means, nor will I have rejected them to destroy them. So what is this referred to? So he says, lo me'astim, I will not have been revolted by them, b'mei yavam, during the times of the Greeks. V'lo ga'altim b'mei nebuchadnezzar. L'chalosem, to destroy them, is referring to b'mei Haman. And l'hafer brisi itam is b'mei Parsim, during the times of the Persians. And then, k'ani Hashem Elokeihem, b'mei Gog u'Magog. It's going to be clear that I am their Gog by the final war. B'masni satana, the Brisa has a drush of these same psukim. It says, lo mastim, that's a reference to b'mei the Kazdim. Shemad zidyahem Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. I had appointed these great individuals, three of them in Nevi'im, as we learned already. Daniel was just a great leader. And lo ga'altim b'mei Yevanim, shemadeti, and during that time, the Yevanim, I had appointed lehem Shimon HaTzadik, v'chashmonoi, v'anav, matizyel, v'koin ha'gado. And l'chalosem is b'mei Haman, shemadeti lehem Mordechai v'Esther, l'hafer brisi itam, b'mei Parsayim, that's during the times of the Persians. Shemati, during those times, lahem I appointed for them, Shabbat Rebbe, the Chachmei, Doros, and the other great people of that time. Kani Hashem Elokeihem, that refers to Lasu Lavo, Sheina Kauma Lashon Yechol Lishlod Behem, where no nation will be able to take over and rule over Amiso. Rabbi Levi Amar Mihacha, he opened up with the following pasuk. It says, "Vim lo sarishu es yoshvei haretz," if you'll not drive out the ones who are living in the land. That's a reference to Esther, I guess. And Rabbi Chir Amar Mihacha, "V'haya kasher dimisi," when I comes to pass, I will lasos lahem esel lachem. It will come to pass that what I had thought to do, the dimisi I might mind to do, I will do to you. Okay, now we're back to darshaning Megillas Esther again. The pasuk says Achashverosh. What's the lashon Achashverosh? Amar Rav Achiv Sharosh. He was the brother of the leader Uven Gil Sharosh, and he was also the same character as the leader. So, what does that refer to? Who's the Rosh here? I think it's a Rashi here. No. Yeah, Rashi is Domer. We see Rashi in top left. He says Achiv Sharosh. He says Kilomer Domelo. He was similar to. He wasn't actually the leader. He was similar to, and Rashi said then says Ben Gilo means Ben Mazalo Shneim Das Achas Hayelhen. Okay, so then the Gemara says further Achiv Sharosh was Amin Achiv Shal Nevuchadnezzar Rasha Shnikra Rosh. He was the brother of Nevuchadnezzar. Nevuchadnezzar was a Rosh. Achashverosh was the brother of him. Shneimar, as it says, Ant Huresha Di Dahava. You Nevuchadnezzar, you are the Rosh. So Achashverosh was the brother of the Rosh. Ben Gila Sharosh, he was also of the same mazel, the same character. Hu harag, hu bikesh laharog. So Nebuchadnezzar actually killed. Achashverosh wanted to kill, but he wasn't successful. Hu hechriv, hu bikesh laharog. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the base of Migdash. Achashverosh was only bikesh laharog. He wanted to, but wasn't successful. Shenemar, uve malchus Achashverosh bischilas malchus, on the beginning of his ruling, kasvu sitna al yoshve Yehuda v'Yushalayim. He had written something, an accusation against the people living in Yehuda and Yushalayim in order to destroy them. Then it says, Shmuel Amar, Shwazmin Achashverosh, he argues on Rav, he says, Shehusharu Pineyem shel Yisrael biyamov kishule kedera. That he, during his time, the faces of the Yidden became dark like the bottom of a pot. So, okay, that's what happened from the lack of food. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, kol she zochro, anyone who remembers Achashverosh Amar, ach, the Rosh, like disgusting, ach, a sound they would make when they'd hear his name. And a fourth shot is Rabbi Hanina Amar, Shakol Nasu Roshin Biyamav. Everybody became poor in his time, so there became a Rosh, a Rash. Shenemar, as it says, Vayosam Hamelach Achashverosh Masi had placed tremendous amounts of taxes throughout the world, and everyone became Rash. Okay, then the Pasuk says, Vahu Achashverosh, which again is double Lashon, Hu Berisho Mitchilasa Vatsofa. He was a Rasha from the beginning until the end. What does it mean, who, Esav, a similar idea that he is Esav, the repetition of his name, who, Berisho, Mitchilasav, Atzof, whenever you see, you know, the name, and then he's that name, Achashverosh, who Achashverosh, that means he was the same character from the beginning to the end. Who, Dasan, Vaviram, Hein, Berishon, Mitchilasav, Atzof, from the beginning until the end. That's a shaila. If Dasan Vavirim was so evil, the question that Mepharshim asked, why did they live for so long? What was there, Zachus, they lived for so long? They should have died in the beginning. So I once heard, I don't know the name of who, but I once heard that because they saved Moshe Beinu, that was his zechus. How did they save Moshe Beinu? So when he told the two Jews to stop fighting, Dasan Vavirim to stop fighting. They said, oh, are you going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri? So Moshe says, I guess they know what happened. So he knew to run away from Pyro. Had they not told him, he would have stayed around and Pyro would have caught him. So they were told, now even though it wasn't their intention to tell him and get him to run away, indirectly they caused Moshe to run away and he was saved. So that was the zechus they had to live for so long, even though they were Risham from beginning till end.
Well, no Risham lived.
Many of them were killed, but Dasan Vavirim, who were really in the spotlight of Rishayim, so they certainly shouldn't have lived. We know 4/5 of them died during Choshech, so they shouldn't have made it past that, seemingly. Hu HaMelech...
didn't die in Choshech was the ones who died in Choshech were the ones who did not believe in Yisrael. So they believed in going out of
Israel. How do you know? Dasan Vavirim? Do we know that? You heard? Okay. Could be. Fine. Hu HaMelech Achaz. So same thing. Hu Berisho Mitchilasav Ad Sofo. Avram Hu Avram. This is more in the positive, of course. Hu Betzidko Mitchilasav Ad Sofo. Hu Aaron Hu Moshe. Hein Betzidko Mitchilasav Ad Sofo. The David Hu HaKatan. He's the small one. Hu Bekatnusa Mitchilasav Ad Sofo. He was very humble from the beginning to the end. Kishem Shebekatnuso Hikden Atzma. Just like when he was young, he was very, very humble. Eitel Misha Gadol Mimenu B'Tori, in front of those who were greater than him. So Kach B'Malchuso Hikden Atzma Eitel Misha Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma. Even when he became king, he belittled himself in front of those who were greater. The Gemaras and Brachos talk about this. He'd spend all morning going through different dam and different shilas. So he wasn't, and he was also giving in. He asked shilas to other rebbeim. One third pshat in David's name. David is Lashon Adal, something weak. We saw before, poor. And a vav represents when a dalad receives a vav, it becomes a hay, becomes complete. So a dalad becomes something that's of malchus. So David HaMelech, even though the dalad received the vav, dalad vav, he still remained a dalad after it. He still remained a dalad after the fact, which really connects to this gemara here. Hu v'katnuso mitchilaso ad sofo. HaMolech ad kush, right? We know, hey, Molech, he was the king. Amar Rav Shemolech Miasma, he was self-appointed. Some say l'shvach, amri l'gnai. Some say this was a praise of him. Others say this was a negative thing about him. Amri le, some say l'shvach. D'lo hava inish d'chashiv l'makav. K'vase, no one else was really was fit to be king other than him. Amri le, l'gnai. Others say no. That d'lo hava chazi l'machuse. He wasn't worthy of being it, and he was appointed anyways. But he did not have that proper yichus. Umamone yaserahu d'yahiv v'kam. He actually paid for this position. Hodu at Kush, he had ruled over Hodu at Kush.
He was the brother of Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, his brother Nufan.
Yeah. It wasn't literally a brother.
It was just, it means, and that's what Rashi said on top, it was Domilo. When you say someone's a brother, they are similar to, but not exactly alike. That's why he wanted to marry Vashti, right? That's why.
She accused him of being, you know, a nobody.
Right. So he wasn't, usually a royal family will marry another royal family. So he wasn't, didn't have his own yichus. So then the Gemara says further, Mehoduvat Kush, what's pshat with Mehoduvat Kush? Rabu Shmuel, they had a machlokas. Chad Amar, one of them said, Amar, Hodu Besof Ha'olam, V'Kush Besof Ha'olam. One was in one end of the world, the other was the opposite end of the world, and he ruled over the entire world from A to Z. V'charamar hodu v'kush gabe hadadei havikaimi. They're right next to each other. Kishem shemalach al hodu v'kush, just like you had full control over two cities, which is easy to control both at the same time. Kach malach misof ha'olam ad sofu. He had that same control from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Kiyotu b'davar, we have a similar idea to Omer. Ki hu rode bechol ever hanar, that Shlomo, referring to Shlomo, had complete control. Rode, he had complete control bechol ever hanar, everything on the other side of the river, mi Tifsach var Aza, from one city called Tifsach to another city called Aza. So the same achlok as Rav and Shmuel had here. Chadamar Tifsach besof olam v'aza besof olam. The Chadamar no, Tifsach v'aza behadeh hadadi havu, they're next to each other. Kaima. And Kishem Shemach al Tifsach v'al Aza, just like he had control, Shlomo Melch, that is, had control of these two cities, Kach Malach al Kol Ha'olam Kula. So there's no machlokes l'maisa, everyone agrees he had full control. The question is, where were these two cities situated? Both by Tifsach and Aza, and also by the Hodu v'ad Kush. I think of our Darshan Sheva v'esim Mea Medina, there was 127 Medinos that he had ruled over. Amar Rav Chista, Betchila Malach al Sheva, Uvasof Malach al Esrim, Uvasof Malach al Mea. He really only had control of 100. It was first 70, jumped to 20, and then jumped to 100. So El Miat, if that's the case, if that's how you're darshan these psukim, so are you going to say, by Shnei Chaye Amram Sheva Shloshim Emas Shana? So my darsh is bay. He was 7, then he was 30, then he was 100? No, he was 137 when he died. So that's not pshat in the psukim either by the Medinos. So Shaini Hacha, no, here is different. Dikra Yisera, who there's an extra pasuk. What's the extra pasuk? Michti. Ksiv mehodu v'ad kush. So it says mehodu v'ad kush, he ruled from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Sheva v'yasim me'a medina lamali. Why did it have to count how many medinos there were? So it must be shema minal l'drasha. It's an extra word, an extra few words, to make a drasha that was 7 to 20 to 100. Others argue. Others, of course, say Pashup Shad is that he actually ruled over 127 years. That's why the famous drasha of Rabbi Akiva, Akiva's Tamidim were sleeping. And they were dozing off. He wanted to wake them up. So he wanted to tell them like a fancy pshat, a fancy drasha. So it was a fancy drasha. He said, why was Esther Zocha to rule over 127 Medinas? Because at the end of the story, she was the queen. So she had 127 Medinas under, because Sarah lived for 127 years. Sari Menu, she passed that Zechus to 127 Medinos to Sarah. So according to that Medrash, clearly was taken literally 127 Medinos against this Gemara here. And somehow that was supposed to inspire the Tamidim to wake up, that type of drasha. Question?
No, you said just transfer it to Sarah. So
yeah.
Esther.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
I should transfer it to Esther.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Fine. It could be. Maybe that's what it could be. Maybe that's what Pshat, then maybe Pshat, then what he was trying to do there. But maybe that's the one, to see if they're paying attention. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Shlosha Malchu B'Kippa. There are three people who ruled over the entire Kippa, in the entire world. Veluhein. Achav V'Achash Verosh Unvuchanetar. Achav, Dichsiv, how do you mean Achav ruled over the entire world? Dichsiv, Chai Hashem Elokecha, Im Yesh Goy, Umamlocha, Asher Lo Shalach Adoni, Shalom Vakeshcha. Is there one nation that he didn't send his hand over, that he did not have control over? Vilo Hadava Malach Alayhu, if Achav didn't rule over this, the entire world, Hechem Matzim Ashbalu, how could he make such a shvua? So the fact that he made such a shvua must be that Achav did rule over the entire world. Then the Gemara says, in Mucha Netzer, the nation and the kingdom that didn't place their neck under the control of the king of Babel. The king of Babel was Nebuchadnezzar, so he had full control over the entire world. And Achashverosh Hadamr, like we mentioned just above, Mehodu Vad Kush. So now the Gemara asks a series of questions at the top of Amun Beis. The simon here is Shastach, maybe it's a dalet, I can't tell if it's a dalet or a resh. Dach, okay. V'su leka, there's no more. V'ha ika, wasn't there Shlomo? Shlomo also ruled over the entire world. So the Gemara says, no, lo salik malchusei. He wasn't able to really complete his malchus. A reference to the Gemara in Gittin, that hanich l'man damer melech v'hedil. Right, he had a whole discussion trying to get that worm to the shmir. What's it called? The shmir, right?
The shamir.
Yeah. He's trying to get the shamir to cut the stones. And he had to get it from that Shmadai and the whole Maisa, and he took him and he threw him from one end of the world to the next of the world. He went crazy, Shlomo HaMelech. So he didn't end up completing his rulership. So the Gemara says that only makes sense, L'man Damer Melech V'Hedyot. if he ended off his life as a hedum. The one who thinks he did get his kingship back, so he in fact did complete his kingship and ruling the entire world. So the Gemara says, Shlomo milsa harisa havabei. No, Shlomo is different. You're right, he had control over the entire world, but he had more than just that. Shemalach al hel yonim val hatachtonim. He ruled over both the world below and the world above. Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk, it says, Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Hashem. He sat on the throne of Hashem. He had full control even of the El Yonim. V'ha hava sancher. What about sancher? If he also had control over the world. So Gemara, the Pasuk says, Dichsev mi b'chol elokei haratzos, elohei haratzos ha'ela, who among all the gods of the land, asher hitzilu es artam yadi. Did any god protect their nation from me? No, I had full control over the entire world, says Sancheirev. Gemara says, no, ha'ika Yushalayim delo kvasha. He was not able to overcome. There's one city, Yushalayim, he wasn't able to conquer, so he did not have the full kippah. V'ha'ika Daryavesh, he had control of the world. Dichsiv Daryavesh, Malka, Ksav, L'cho Amema, that he had control over all the people in the world, Umayav, Lishana, every nation, every language. D. Daryan, that lived B'chol Ara in every land. Shlam Chaniyiske, there was peace throughout the world that he controlled. So the Gemara says he didn't have full control because Ha'ika, Sheva, Delo, Malach, Alayhu. There were seven countries apparently he did not have control over. Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Shvar Kadam Dayavish. It was very nice for Dayavish, the Hakim al Malchusa, that he appointed over his kingdom, La Chashar Panaya Mave Esrin, over 120. So we know there are 127 nations. Now this goes against the Gemara earlier, but there were 127 Medinos, and he only had control over 120. So there were seven that he did not have control over, Dayavish. V'ha'ika Koresh, without Koresh, he also had full control. Dichsiv, Ko'amar Koresh Melech Paras Kol HaMamluchos Ha'aretz Nosan Li'Hashem. He gave me, as the king of Persia, he gave me all the different nations of the world to control. So Gemara says, Hasam Ishabuche Huda Kom Ishabich B'Nafshe. He was praising himself, but it wasn't really true. He was making up. He was like a politician. It wasn't really true. So then the Gemara says, Bayamim Ahem Kisheves HaMelech. During those days, when the king sat. So then that implies that's the beginning when Achashverosh began to be the king. His malchus begun. But then it says right afterwards, Bishnas Shalosh Lamalcho. It was the third year of his reign. So which one was it? Was this whole story of Megillas Esther during the first year or during the third year? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, my Kisheves. What does it mean, Kisheves? It means La'achar Shenishyayishva Daito. After his mind was put to rest, put to ease. What happened? So he said as follows. Amar Belshazzar Chishevata Belshazzar, he made a calculation and made a mistake. Everyone knew the Masorah, the Pasuk that says that Klal Yisrael was going to be in Galus Bavel for 70 years after Bayis Rishon. After 70 years up, they're going to return back and build Bayis Sheni. Now they knew if 70 years came and they were not sent back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yushalayim, and it went, that means they were destroyed forever. They had the full right to take advantage of the Beis HaMikdash and to kill the Jews. So Belshazzar made a calculation, incorrect calculation. He thought 70 years expired. Jews weren't being redeemed. It must be they're done forever. He wanted to take advantage of the Beis HaMikdash. So he made a mistake. So Achashverosh said to himself, he sat down and took out a calculator and says, "Ah, Ana Chashiv Nevlo Taina, I'm going to calculate and not make a mistake." So when it says Kesheves HaMelech, it doesn't mean the beginning of his reigning. It means that when he was relaxed, when his mind was at ease, when he thought he was now able to move forward and take over the Beis HaMikdash and the Jews. So Mahi, so what's the whole discussion? So now we're going to go through some history and some calculations of years. Let's take it slow. So Mahi, what's the whole discussion? What was Belshazzar's mistake? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, everyone agreed to this point, Ki lefi melos lebavel shivim shana, when the completion of 70 years of being in Bavel is that there, so then Efkod Eskem, Efkod, I will remember them, Hashem says. Efkod is always a lashon that's being used for redemption. We saw that in the Pasuk of, what was it, Pakod Yefkod, right? So that's always lashon of Pekida, a lashon of Geula. So after 70 years of Bavel, so then he will redeem Am Yisrael. So now he did a calculation. He was Choshev Arbarin V'chamesh Nevuchadnezzar V'esem Mutlas De'evil. So he had 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar, 23 years of De'evil, and then I said Eva Merodach, and then Vetarte Didei, and then two of his own years. So that's a total of 45 plus 23 gives us what, 68, and then two of his own years, of Belshazzar's own years, so that's a total of 70. Hashivim, that's 70. So then the Gemara says, time has come, he says, 70 years and nothing's happening. So I'm going to take out the kelim from the base of Migdash. I'm going to use them now. That was his calculation. So now the Gemara wants to go further about this calculation here. How do we know that he ruled for 45 years? Nebuchadnezzar? Damar Mar, Galu B'Sheva, Galu B'Shmona. Am Yisrael was exiled in the 7th year, and they were also exiled in the 8th year, and then Galu B'Shmona Esrei, they were exiled in the 18th year, and then again, Galu B'Tisha Esrei in the 19th year. So what's going on here? So the Gemara goes one by one. Galu B'Sheva, they were exiled in the 7th year, L'Kibush Yoyakim, Galus Yoyakim. They were exiled in the 7th year. That's referring to after Nebuchadnezzar had conquered Yehoyakim. So that was the Gullus of Yehoyakim. So that's 7 years from that conquering of Yehoyakim. It's very confusing. Yehoyakim and Yehoyakim. So 70 years of the conquering of Yehoyakim, that's when they were exiled. Which happens to be Sheshmona Nebuchadnezzar. That was the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. So Nebuchadnezzar, the first year, everything was a regular year. Then the second year is when he conquered Yehoyakim. So then 7 years later of that conquering, which is 8 years from Nebuchadnezzar's beginning of his ruling, that's when Bnei Yisrael was first exiled. That's the first reference of 7 and 8. And then Galu B'Shmona Esrei L'Kibush Yehoyakim. Then there's a second exile, which is calculated 18 years from the conquering of Yehoyakim, which is called, the second exile is called Galus Tzidkiyahu. So those 18 years is calculated from the kibush of Yehoyakim, which also happens to be Sheit Shasrei Nebuchadnezzar, 19 years from when Nebuchadnezzar started to rule. So these are the exiles, the first and the second exile. Damar Mar, we have a statement that Shana Rishona Kibesh Nineveh. During that first year, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Nineveh, and the Shnir, his second year, Kibesh Yehoyakim. So there really were only two exiles, even though it was presented as four, there are really two. For some reason, each exile has its own calculation, one from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's ruling, and one's calculated from the second year when he conquered Yehoyakim. And then there's a second exile, which is 18 and 19 respectively, from either when he was started ruling 19 years later, or 18 years from the year he conquered Yehoyakim. Okay, so what does this do for us? So now the Gemara says, "Uksiv further, it's written, it was 37 years after the Gullus of Yehoyakim, which again was the first exile that was either 7 or 8 years after Nebuchadnezzar, really 8 years when Nebuchadnezzar started. So 37 we'll see plus 8 is going to be 45. But so 37 years from the exile of Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, b'shneimasar chodesh, b'esim v'chamish l'chodesh, nase evil mirodach, Melech Bavel, he became the new king Evil, meaning Nebuchadnezzar died, b'shnas malchuso, as Rosh Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, v'yotze oso, mibeis haklu. So this is a reference 37 years after that exile is when Evil Merodach became the king. So now the Gemara says, so Tamnei, there were 8 years when Nebuchadnezzar ruled before the exile of Yehoyakim, and plus another Tlasin Sheva until the next king came in, that totals Harei Arban V'Chamesh Nebuchadnezzar. That was the 45 years Nebuchadnezzar ruled.
That was his son, Evil Merodach.
Yeah. So now the next one in line, V'Esin Netlas De Evil Merodach Gemara. That we have a Masorah, the tradition that he ruled for 23 years. That gives us 68 total years. And Tarte Didei, and the two Hashivan, the 2 years that Belshazzar ruled, total 70. So he says, Amar, so Belshazzar said, Hashiv Vaday Tulo Miparke, no longer 70 years came, and there's no signs of any gula. It must be now they've expired. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave up on them. Tulo Miparke, they're not going to be redeemed anymore. Apik Mani de Bei Maktisha Vishamish, I'm going to take out the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, and I'm going to use them. Hainu de Kamerle Daniel. This is what Daniel said to him. Val Marishmaya. He said to Belshazzar, Val Marishmaya, because of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hisramamta, that you exalted yourself Ulamanya Divesa and the Kalim of his bias of his house, Hasiva Kadamach, that are in front of you. And Ksiv, it's written afterwards, Be Bilelia Katil. That night he was killed. Belshazzar was killed that night. Malka Kasta. The king of the Kastan was killed that very night because he had taken out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv then it's written, V'dayavish, Mada, Kaba Malchusa Kvar Shin Shitin Vitartin. And the Daryavish of the Madai, he became the new king at the age of 62. Okay. So that was Belshazzar's mistake. Samar Ihu. So now Achashverosh says, Ihu, Belshazzar, Mitai Tai, he made a mistake, but Anna Chashivna Vlotaina, I'm going to make a calculation, and I, Achashverosh, I won't make a mistake.
Where did he make the mistake? It just says the calculation.
We didn't get there yet. We have to get to what mistake is. But he made a mistake. So then he said, I'm not going to make a mistake. So what happened? Miksiv le Malchus Bavel? Does it say you're supposed to calculate the 70 years from the Malchus Bavel? Meaning when Nebuchadnezzar started to be king? No. Le Bavel Ksiv. What do you mean the Bavel? My le Bavel, le Galus Bavel. The first exile to Bavel, which was what? That was 8 years after Nebuchadnezzar became the king. So we're going to add another 8 years after Belshazzar's calculation. So Kama Batsirin, how much is left over? Tamni. So there are 8 years now. So now 78 years from when Nebuchadnezzar was king. So let's see. Chashiv v'ayil chilufayu. So he started to calculate and mix and match the different years. So he says, now Chada, the Belshazzar, there's 1 year left that Belshazzar ruled. So that puts us at now 63. And Chamesh did the Yavish v'koresh. Now there are 5 years where these two kings were there. So that's at 68. Nevatarte didai, now 2 years where Achashverosh was king, so Hashivan, that's the 70 years. So now in the third year of his kingdom, of his reign, that's where he thought 70 years was up. There's no response of any geula, so now Achashverosh thought, I could also now start taking out the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. Now we still haven't gotten to the mistake yet, where they made a mistake. Well, now that was a mistake Belshazzar. He counted from Malchus Bavel, it was supposed to be from Bavel itself. So what was the mistake of Achashverosh? So Kevin, Gemara continues to say, Kevin, once he saw the Chazu, Malu Shivan, he saw the 70 years were complete. Well, Ifrik, and the Jews weren't redeemed. Amar, he says, Hashta vade tulo mifrike. They're no longer worthy of being redeemed. Apik, money de bemaktisha, I'm going to take out the kalim. Bishamesh bu, I'm going to use them. Ba Satan v'rikeid b'neim v'harakiz Vashti, came along the Satan and confused him, and he ended up killing Vashti. Okay, that was the punishment for using the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashapir Chashiv, he made a very nice calculation. Where did he go wrong? So answers the Gemara, Ihu Nami Mitai Tai, he also made a mistake. The Baile Lemimne Mecharvos Yushalayim, he was supposed to calculate from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, which was really during the second exile, which is another 11 years later than that, and that's where he had made the mistake. So he was 11 years too early. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's see. So Sof Kama Mitzrayim, how much was he missing? He's missing 11 years left in the calculation. So Ihu Kama Malach, how much longer did Achashverosh rule for? Arbesar, he ruled for another 14 years, as it says, Barbesar, so therefore...
14 years altogether.
Right, so 14 was another 11 years.
3 plus 11.
Exactly, so Barbesar, Didei, his 14th year, Ibar Le Lemivne Beis HaMikdash, he should have built a Beis HaMikdash. That should have been the completion of the 70 years. Alamakshiv, why does it then say Beidain Bitelas Avidas, that the work of the Beis Alka Dibushlaim, the work of the Beis HaMikdash was discontinued, they stopped working. But why? They should have been able to do the work during the 14th year of Achashverosh. So the Gemara says, this pasuk is referring to Dayavish, who came after Achashverosh, which they had to stop the building. So we see even after the ruling of the Achashverosh, it still wasn't yet the right time to start building the Beis HaShadi. So where is the mistake? So comes along Rava, Amar Rava, Shanim, Mikutos, Havi. They were broken up years that were calculated as full years, meaning there are some overlaps between some kings when he, let's say, died in the middle of the year, and then... So therefore, he counted as a full year in both ends, but really that was counted as half years, and therefore they're short a few years at the end, and that's where he made a mistake in the calculation. And we'll read one more brisa, and then we'll stop here. Tanya, Nami Hachi, the brisa says the same thing. Vo chana acheres lebava, there's still one more year left over before they could build it. Vamar Daryavish Vishlima, and then Daryavish came about, and he completed that final year of the 70 years. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful night. And we'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.